Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As heavy fighting continues in Gaza, Israelis and Palestinians are thinking about what will happen in Gaza after the war ends. The Palestinian Authority says it is prepared to take over, but Israel says that it cannot have any role. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden has said he would like to see a revitalized Palestinian Authority, or PA, take control in Gaza once the war ends. But according to polls, 80-90% of Palestinians disapprove of the PA and its 88-year-old leader, Mahmoud Abbas. Egypt recently offered a three-stage peace proposal, starting with a two-week ceasefire and the release of 40 Israeli hostages, then the formation of a Palestinian technocratic government to hold elections, and finally a complete ceasefire in exchange for the release of all Israeli hostages, freedom for all Palestinian prisoners, and a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The Egyptian proposal leaves Hamas intact, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said is unacceptable. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Michigan's Supreme Court is keeping former President Donald Trump on the state's primary election ballot. The court said Wednesday it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Trump from appearing on the ballot. Wednesday's ruling follows a December 19th decision by a divided Colorado Supreme Court, which said Trump is ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Michigan's high court says it is, quote, not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by this court. Trump hailed the order, calling attempts to keep him off the ballot a, quote, pathetic gambit. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.